Any movement had Selena groaning like she'd hit her senior years overnight. Decrepit and worn out, like a clock that had worked long past its warranty date. She knew she'd hit a crossroads. Something bad was going on. God, she wished she had help. Again? Her friend, Jillian, was beside her. Both were quietly drinking tea. In the years they'd known each other, Jillian had never mocked, laughed at, or appeared to be disgusted with anything Selena had said or done. That kind of acceptance was priceless. Then again, she didn't know everything about Selena. She'd been a passenger in the car accident that had taken Selena's sight just 3 weeks after she'd lost her fiancé. You didn't hear anything? Selena shook her head, then voiced a fear she'd been quietly nursing. Maybe I did it while I was asleep. She winced as she heard the words out loud. No, I couldn't have. Surely? I don't think so, Jillian said, her voice barely above a murmur. But what do I know? Is there anyone you can ask? Selena smiled a little. I wonder if there's a helpline for stuff like this. Maybe. You see and talk to ghosts. Maybe one of them can tell you what happened. That's the trouble. I haven't seen any of them since I woke up this morning. As in, whatever happened might have scared them, too? That doesn't sound good. Selena's chair creaked as she settled back. She hated the restlessness in her soul. Hearing a better understanding of the situation than she'd have thought from her friend, she asked, Have you ever seen ghosts? Jillian hadn't shared much of her family history. A private person, she also had an eclectic group of friends that she was seriously close-mouthed about. Selena didn't mind. She knew Jillian needed these people to keep her sanity. She was also a musician and was driven to compose, yet never shared her music. She said it was secret, special, personal, couldn't give it to the world. Actually, she'd said something one time that Selena had puzzled over. She'd said, It's not mine to give to the public. After that, she'd refused to answer any more questions about it. She often looked tired, worn out, as if she was battling demons of her own. And knowing Jillian, she probably was. She'd always been one to cheer on the underdog and defend the underprivileged, or help those in need. And as warm as she wasn't one for physical touch. Selena had reached out many times early on, but Jillian always stayed back, avoiding contact. Forget about me and my nightmare. Selena leaned closer, worried about her friend. How are you?